Big Bad Friday, Drama Mama.
Drama Mama you Friday.
Welcome like to Morning Crickets. We're going to get to a couple things we missed yesterday. Like,
we are.
The Stoochie thing.
Yeah, we didn't get to it.
No, we didn't get to it, but, you know, we're on time constraints. It is what it is, you know. You can only have this many minutes, but, hey.
And then producer raises his hand and says, oh, that's enough, fellas. We got to cut it.
Right. We got another thing about another movie today, which I thought was kind of cool.
Oh.
20 years later, though.
Ooh.
Okay, but it's something you're really going to like. You know, sometimes I don't even tell them what we're doing.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Yeah.
We're going to play a little game we like to call Would You Rather on Crankers today. You going to like that?
I do.
A man has a very weird sneezing attack.
Huh.
During breakfast, we're going to talk about that. I thought we could do a thing about animals that are actually trained to steal.
Oh, wow. Well.
And I'm not talking about people. I'm like literally talking about animals.
Animals, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Operation Mockingbird, Rocky Stucci, Stucci Media,
right.
That one.
Yep.
And then maybe we'll get to the cat smuggling ring.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe. But it's one of those times, one of those days, if you know what I mean. I don't know why that pulled up that way. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know how it is.
I think it's just from the everything getting ready to come back home for everybody here in Springfield.
I think you're right. You know, it is what it is. Anyways. It's National Space Day.
Yeah.
You know, you and your conspiracy know us. How many times do you think we've been to the moon?
I've been Universal and Sony quite often.
This is one of the weirdest ones ever. It's National Life Insurance Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's, yeah. I don't know.
No negatory today.
Well, I mean, is it negative? I mean, to say that?
Yes. Might as well call it Negative Nancy Day. Or
yeah, well, it
negative.
Could be. It is School Lunch Hero Day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, do you have any school lunch heroes?
Yeah. Chili was my hero.
Yeah, you know.
I liked it with the peanut butter sandwich. And
The peanut butter sandwich, that was a go-to. And then we had rice pudding.
Really?
Did you guys have rice pudding?
No, we did not.
Okay, I'll tell you who my school lunch hero day was. Do you remember the rectangle school pizza?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
That pizza was good.
Yeah.
And people make fun of it all the time, and I'm like, what's wrong with
you?
Did you eat the other food?
Yeah, that sausage on it was great.
Oh, it was wonderful. And I think that it was like, I think you can literally go online, and you can get the recipe for old school pizza.
No kidding, man.
And it's National Truffle Day.
Huh.
What's your favorite truffle?
Chocolate. I like the chocolate caramel one.
Chocolate caramel.
Yeah.
I mean,
that kind of reminds me of a Rolo.
Well, you know what's weird from where you come from? You're not much of a nut eater.
It depends. It really does. I like the zero bars with the nuts.
Well, chocolatiers make the sweet confection with a chocolate ganache center coated in chocolate icing, cocoa powder, chopped nuts, or coconut. Oftentimes, they may fill the truffle with other yummy surprises, too. Some candy makers use cream, melted chocolate, caramel, nuts, fruit, nougat, fudge, toffee, mint, marshmallow, or liqueur.
Hmm.
I think I've had all of them.
Have you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, maybe not the fruit. I don't think I've ever had one with a fruit. Have you?
No.
I can see where it worked, though.
Yeah.
You know, dried blueberries or, you know, maybe I do like chocolate-covered raisins, and they're one of the most healthy fruits you can get.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate and raisins can't go wrong. Yeah.
I like the chocolate with the cherry in the middle.
I do. But those are, like, I can go to the box of those and go to put it in my mouth and feel my blood sugar rising.
Oh, I bet.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm gonna bring this up right away so you can tell me what you think. 20 years later, and Star Wars Revenge of the Sith could be breaking a decade-old Disney box office record.
Really?
Well, they re-released Revenge of the Sith.
Really?
Can you believe this, though? Can you believe that was 20 years ago?
I know. That really is hard to believe.
I mean, when you think about it.
I went to the theater and seen all of them when they came out.
Okay, so 20.
I'm a dedicated Star Wars fan.
Well, 20 years ago, man.
I know. It's unbelievable.
What blows my mind is when you think about that, when I think about Revenge of the Sith, oh, that's one of the new ones.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's 20 years old.
Though, now we can't say that.
So they did it to Return of the Jedi in 2023.
Yep.
The Phantom Menace got a 25th anniversary release in 2024.
Hmm.
I don't know. Okay, first of all, the Phantom Menace, what did you think of that one? Comparatively.
Out of the other one I've seen, I would say that I would put it on the low scale end.
It's on the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, it's one of my last ones I would go see again.
Now, Return of the Jedi, I would say top one, maybe second.
I would put second. I like Empire Strikes Back as my top one. That's where they fought out in the snow. I thought that was cool. Like when they hung up Han Solo upside down, I believe it was.
Well, yeah, I like that.
That was pretty cool.
But the Ewoks.
Yeah, the Ewoks.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah.
And then we know what they did to Han Solo after they caught him.
You know, they froze
him in carbonite. Yeah.
Carbonite. He couldn't do nothing. And, you know.
Yeah.
Remember he was sitting there by Jabba the Hutt?
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, Jabba the Hutt got destroyed by Princess Wanda Leia.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to lie.
I liked it when they went back and redid that movie because one of my favorite scenes when they redid it was when one of those little creatures stepped on Jabba the Hutt's tail and he goes, rah!
Oh, yeah.
And he raised up and went, rah!
Yeah, that looked like a pig.
Yeah.
With the weird ears. Yeah,
that was awesome.
That one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know Star Wars, I absolutely love it. But you know
what? Oh, yeah. It's a classic.
When you start listening to people, they actually say that Star Wars is a story about working men and women fighting the big bad government.
I can see that. I really do.
Literally, that's the emotional struggle that they were trying to reach when they actually wrote that.
I did not know that, but you can actually, if you just think about it for a second, yeah, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of interesting. Yeah.
It's a different take for sure.
But it is. It is.
I like it.
Have you heard of the new movie Sinners?
I have not.
Well, they opened and $45 million in their second weekend. What do you think of that?
Wow. Well, no.
And then it was Star Wars, and then it was The Accountant 2.
Huh.
So, you know, I would love to.
What's the Sinners movie about, Hans?
You know, I honestly don't know.
Because I've been working so much. I'm not going to lie, folks.
I'm pretty sure that the Sinners thing is about, like, a vampire deal.
Oh, okay.
You know, Michael Jordan, you know, Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in it.
He's a pretty good actor.
Yeah, very good. I would say very, very good. Probably one of the newer actors that I would like to see more than anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But that's the way that it went for the weekend. So I bring this up to say, how many people are going to the movies this weekend?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's one of those weekends. I think it's supposed to be rainy.
It would be a perfect weekend to go to the movie.
Perfect weekend to go to the movies or go get some popcorn and go home and watch Havoc.
Yeah.
On Netflix. You know what I'm saying.
That too.
There's some good ones.
Pinch a tent in the woods and camp out.
Something about Tom Hardy lately.
Yeah.
They got him in Mobland.
Yep.
Have you seen any of that series yet?
I have not. I've heard nothing but great things about it.
That series is tremendous.
I heard.
It is wonderful. It's nothing that you want your kids to watch.
Oh, okay.
But it is very, very good.
I don't have to worry about that one.
Yeah, it's very, very violent, too. So, I mean, it's very, very
good.
Yeah,
I will definitely have to check that out.
Did you hear that, you know, in history, we're always told that the gladiators fought lions, right?
Yes.
Well, there was never actually any science to back that up, except for the writings from the Romans.
Ah.
But now, according to IFLScience.com. The first evidence of Roman gladiators fighting lions was found. What do you think of that?
That's awesome. Yeah. It proves that, you know, science,
it's real.
Science can prove things that are right.
Well, I mean,
but they've also been able to prove things that they've thought was right ended up being wrong.
Well, I mean, it's the truth. You could literally, like, go through today's science headlines, right?
Right.
There's another one this week. We find a fossilized remain of a 113-million-year-old ant called Hell Ant.
Right. And I laugh because the Earth ain't been here in a million years. Let's just really think about it.
Well, I mean,
that's my thought. That's my conspiracy Noah's.
That's kind of my thing, too. And I don't know where it's at. I'm not one of these types of people. But how do you know? How do you date a 113-million-year-old ant?
Right.
Called the Hell Ant.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder if they don't release this science, and I, you know, I'm putting my fingers up with quotations,
right?
Science stuff, because they're trying to come out with another good movie,
right?
Like, could you imagine the movie called Hell Ant?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they had a B movie I remember as a kid of an ant movie.
Really?
Yeah, it was about the. I think it might have had it was called The Gigantic Ants or something. It was a B movie and it was terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, according, just listen to this article. This week we delve into the fossilized remains of a 113 million year old hell ant discovered in Brazil, the oldest ant known to science. We explore the peculiar case, which it led to an unexpected explosive outcome. We examine how solar terminator event disrupted the ant's life.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it almost reads like a movie script, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. So, I mean, believe it if you want. I mean, they got a picture of it. But
near you. Yeah. Ant-Man 3.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is what it is.
Whatever.
Let's do some would you rather. Okay, are you ready for this, Greg?
Oh, well, let's shoot.
Okay. This is going to be probably, I'm going to guess, a train wreck. What do you think?
Oh, I'm not sure. It just depends on what our topic is this week.
All right. Would you rather have a voice that sounds like a cartoon chipmunk forever or squeeze confetti every time you're nervous?
Sound like a chipmunk forever.
Would you rather accidentally send a flirty text to your boss or loudly fart every time you enter a quiet room?
Oh, I do this one already. Loudly fart when I walk into a quiet room.
Would you rather have spaghetti noodles or hair or maple syrup for sweat?
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup for sweat.
Because I'm sweet.
Baby. I couldn't do the sticky thing. You know, I just couldn't do it. How about, would you rather have to fight off one angry goose-sized duck every morning or 50 duck-sized grandmas once a week?
One goose.
You're doing it daily. Okay, I can respect that.
Yeah, I ain't fighting with no grandma.
Yeah, well, no, I mean,
I might catch a big old purse with bricks in it.
Would you rather only be able to communicate by singing everything or by speaking only in movie quotes?
Speaking in movie quotes, I do it already.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right.
Would you rather wear clown shoes every day for the rest of your life?
Okay.
Or have to wear a tutu to every formal event?
My goodness.
It doesn't say pink tutu. I mean, you got that going for you.
I'll take the tutu.
Okay, so yeah, that'd be funny. I think you'd get invited to a lot more events that way.
I probably would.
Would you rather have your inner thoughts narrate out loud like Morgan Freeman or have a theme song play every time you turned on the radio?
Oh, man. I like to think of Morgan Freeman.
Oh, okay. Like, could you imagine that constantly? If you twist the peanut butter jar,
if you just, you know, if you
just for twist, everything. Twist, oh my gosh!
You just twist the peanut butter jar.
So,
will walk. Okay, go ahead.
Would you rather eat a sandwich made entirely of condiments, or brush your teeth with ranch dressing?
Ooh, tough decision. Condiments, I guess.
Well, I mean, you could go. Instead of brushing your teeth with the ranch dressing, you could use that KFC toothpaste we were talking about.
Yes.
Condiments. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, gosh, I don't know, man. I don't know which one I would do, to be honest with you.
I don't know either. That's.
We have a really weird story. Remember me telling you about the guy that had the weird sneeze?
Yeah.
Check this out. This is real. This is 100% real. This is ABC News. Man sneezes several loops of his intestines out of his body while eating breakfast.
Oh, how?
Well, it says that he had recently undergone abdominal surgery.
Oh.
And his balls eviscerated through his well-healing incision wound.
Ooh.
I just want to, you know, like, okay, I'm the type of guy that if something gets caught, like stringy, like a piece of a spaghetti.
Yeah.
And it's in my mouth, but it's halfway down to my stomach. I'll want to puke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So could you imagine sneezing and poof, out come some of your intestines?
That's awful. Yeah.
I mean, it's real. It made it to the American Journal of Medical case reports.
Yeah.
63-year-old dude. I mean, just, you know, trying
unreal,
to.
Man. Intestinal fortitude.
Trying to have some breakfast, man.
Yeah, he was just trying to have intestinal fortitude just to eat his breakfast.
What do you think? What do you think he was eating?
I'm not sure. I'm going to say cereal.
Yeah, I don't know, but it couldn't be bacon and eggs and toast.
Nah.
You know, it couldn't be, you know, sourdough toast with really good butter on it. You know, eggs over easy with, you know, three good pieces of bacon. It couldn't have been that.
Oh.
Because that would make you sneeze.
That would.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, we finally got here, okay? You know, maybe it's time to, you know. Operation Mockingbird from Rocky Stucci.
Right.
Okay. Now, he goes way back. I mean, he was.
Right.
You know, he was doing this stuff long time ago. Smart, smart guy.
Right.
Most people don't know this, but Operation Mockingbird was real.
Oh, yeah.
For a long time, you were a conspiracy theorist if you said
Unless you're like me, I'm a knowist.
Well, conspiracy knowists now.
Yeah.
But because it's proven by their own words.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. They say that it was the late 40s and 50s, the fears of communism, you know, they were looming large.
Yeah.
So the CIA, eager to shape public opinion domestically and overseas, launched covert initiatives aimed at securing influence over major media platforms, okay? Now, what most people don't know is that they were literally paying CBS.
ABC.
NBC.
MSDN.
I mean, they were literally paying them.
Okay.
And they were also paying, guess what else?
What?
Professors.
Ooh.
Okay, to try to change the narrative, to try to control the minds of the American people. Now, what say you?
Yeah. Well, me?
Yeah.
It wouldn't change. You talking about if it would change my mind?
Well, I mean, it obviously has for us to some degree.
Yeah.
I mean, we watched it where, was it the Obama administration?
Yeah.
When all that stuff kept getting leaked, and then they said, oh, it was a professor from here. Well, where do you think that professor got that information from?
He got it from a three-letter agency right down the road from me.
Well, it was so bad, and they were confusing Americans so much that they actually created an act called the Smith-Mundt Act.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay, tell everybody what the Smith-Mundt Act was.
The Smith-Mundt Act. Oh, gosh. So, I thought I knew it, but that's not the one I was thinking of.
No, the Smith-Mundt Act made it illegal for U.S. Agencies to lie to the American people.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't remember that
part. No, see, some people say that Obama rescinded it, and that's really not what happened. Yeah. They just said, you know, it's going to run this many years, and then up, and he just never renewed it.
Right.
But I'm saying I don't think that they really paid attention to the Smith-Mundt Act, and they've been doing this the whole time.
Oh, most certainly.
What they would do is they would pay respected journalists and editors as literal covert operatives and informants.
Yes.
The CIA aimed to disseminate pro-American anti-communist stories. Mm-hmm. Secret payments and covert relationships were established. I mean, This is almost like Superman, but from the government side.
Right.
Right?
Yep. And I've got a little something to add at the end.
Go for it.
Oh, we're at the end, are you?
Well, we're not. Yeah, but okay. We're close. Close enough.
Close enough? Okay. Well, I think the three-letter agency that starts with a C sits on the sets of a lot of movies, which I do know this, like Mission Impossible.
Yep.
They've sat on the set of even your old James Bond movies and the new James Bond movies.
They do. That's a fact.
And they basically tell them, the writers, this is how it works. This is how this works. This is how it goes. This is what we really do to the American people. This is what we do to the English people. This is what we do to the Europeans.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Some people say, oh, what a terrible thing. But in their defense,
yeah,
we were fighting against Soviet propaganda.
Right.
So who can lie to the people the most to change world influence?
Yeah, that would be the three-letter agencies they depend on. They could come out and say, oh, you know, the sun comes up during 6 o'clock in the evening today, and then, you know, I mean, and people would eat it up and believe it.
Well, I think that, you know, Rocky's got it right here.
Yeah.
He says, recognize the science, media literacy in the age of information manipulation.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's about what it is.
Cross-check sources. Okay. Verify news reports. You know, are they credible? Are they not? I mean, I've seen so many people post things from gag sites.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the Babylon Bee.
Oh, that's all that is a comedy.
Yeah, that's all it's supposed to be. But some people will read it and they'll be like,
take
oh my
it to
gosh.
Heart.
Yeah, sharks just ate a tank. Or, you know, it'll be something stupid and people will actually believe it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, find out. Do it. Do the thing.
There are real Sharknados.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. Anyways, yeah. I want to say thank you to Rocky Stucci again. Yes. StucciMedia.com. Go check it out.
Thank you, Rocky. I'm going to share that.
So the reason that I wanted to bring this one up was because I saw a guy teaching a crow to steal coins. And, I thought it was fake at first. I found out ravens and crows have been taught to steal shiny objects for a long, long time.
Probably goes back to medieval because I remember seeing a movie like this.
I think it does. They used, you know what a kite is?
Yeah.
Okay, in prison, the little notes to get to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
They used to wrap kites in, pardon myself, I have the hiccups right now. And that's something you can't do nothing about on air.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Ate that bacon too fast.
It could be. But they would wrap them in cigarette wrappers to make them shiny.
Yeah.
And they would send the birds up and they would go grab them. And they taught the crows or the ravens, bring this back and you get a treat.
Right.
So just back and forth and back and forth. And they were communicating with the outside. Hmm. Okay. Up to today, monkeys.
Yeah.
In parts of Asia are trained to snatch wallets.
Yeah,
jewelry and food. Yep.
They are very smart. I could just watch Any Which Way But Loose, Any Which Way We Can. We talked about this on yesterday's show, those movies. But I'm telling you, all you do is look at that, how smart that orangutan was in that movie. You know monkeys are smart. And then you have BJ and the Bear. That little chimp was smart as could be, too, in that show.
Right. Parrots. Same thing.
Same thing.
How about this one? I never thought about this. Ferrets.
I never would have thought that one.
Well, you don't think that right now, but let me give you an epiphany.
Okay.
From a movie that I know you've watched.
Okay.
The Beastmaster.
Yes.
You remember the ferrets?
Yes.
They went and got the keys. You remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we learn this stuff, but we don't know this stuff.
Right.
Cats.
No.
Stories. Have you ever heard of the term cat burglar?
Yeah.
Why do you think it's cat burglar?
The only way a cat steals something is if it's going to eat it.
They've actually shown how trained cats can go get wallets and things like that.
Now, a dog, if you told me a dog could be trained to do this, I would believe you more.
Yeah, well, nobody says dog burglar.
Right. Maybe it's because they're good at it.
Pigeons?
Yeah.
Right, same thing. I guess if you have ever watched Mike Tyson, you know a little bit about this. There are rumors of modern criminals' attempts to use pigeons to smuggle small valuables.
Huh.
Like, run into a house, they come out, they got all the stuff, they grab the pigeons, and the pigeons go back, like homing pigeons?
Yeah.
Like that. What do you think of that?
That's pretty wild.
Octopuses. In modern marine research, octopuses have been observed stealing food and objects. And there are experimental stories of attempts to train them for underwater retrieval.
Huh.
Kind of weird, huh?
It is weird.
And then finally, dogs. Especially terriers were historically used to snatch purses or deliver stolen goods because of their speed and obedience. Kind of weird.
It is weird.
And finally, today, Spanish police arrest two people linked to cat smuggling ring based in Mallorca.
Dang on cats or smuggling.
Madrid. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Authorities seized 19 animals, including a caracal, two servals, and more, in an operation where they were taking them out of the country and selling them to the highest bidder. Like, check this out, a clouded leopard for $68,000.
Mm.
You could buy Eurasian lynxes, hyenas, black leopards, and pumas.
Mm.
That could be dangerous.
Could be. Yeah, that's a very dangerous business to be in.
Like in North Carolina, I heard just this weekend, a guy was out turkey hunting and got attacked by a mountain lion.
Ooh.
Did you hear that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, so we don't want you to do that,
no.
Folks. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yes, have a wonderful weekend.
Spend some time. Watch a good movie.
If you're out in the woods this weekend, keep an eye on this mountain lion.
Yeah, you don't want to get eaten. I promise.
Watch out for the bear, too.
Yeah, and watch out for the hiccups.
And watch out for Hans's hiccups.
Yeah, we love you.
It might echo through the woods.
Thank you, folks.
See you on Monday, kiddos.